Shoreline. Tell me of the boy who lived in the white cottage, the cottage with the piano, tucked in the cosy, the open fire, peat stacked, smoke forcing up the chimney into the northern air. You tell me of Eileen, Rosaline and Alana playing posting letters through the bedroom's air vent. All this in your memory, like the quietness then and now. Do you hear the dissonance of the birdsong? You tell me of the brisk days, the fishing boat prospect, a flash of red or cyanosis blue, shying off the rocks, visible between troughs as it beats into harbour, to the heavily wrapped men of Dunsave Rig, their ready skin barbed against the blustering cold, waiting for the salmon with gaping eyes, grabbed by large gloved hands, thrusting them out of the comfortable seabed, spiting to at Arthur's Puddle Cavern, where the waves gurgle and roar underground, regurgitating kelp into the air. Did you scour the shore for planks and netting? What did the sea give to you as you made your way to the bend on the road?